When people lose their jobs, retirement funds can be a tempting source of quick money. Some studies show that more than half of the people who get laid off cash out their retirement plan. Advisors say that should be a last resort and that cashing out may end up costing more than many people realize. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Chuck Collins moved to a suburb near Mobile 3.5 years ago to be a product manager for a startup 401k provider. He moved with his wife and 2 children into a spacious home in an upscale neighborhood. Then last May, they got a surprise.
Things were going very well. In fact, we had just recently decided things were going well enough for us to go ahead and put a pool in our yard, which we did. And about 3 weeks later, I was laid off. So it was a real shock.
Collins, who is 45, had been making $68,000 a year. He received a severance package and collected Alabama's $200 a week unemployment benefit for a while, but that has run out, along with the family's savings, and Collins still hasn't found a job. To help sustain the family, his wife went back to work in medical sales. Collins says they're doing everything they can not to touch a substantial retirement plan that's been building for more than 12 years.
My wife has been very adamant to keep away from that, and I don't blame her. I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to touch that 401k money. I mean, there's not going to be anything there if you do. There's just so many expenses when you get older that you have to be concerned with, and we can't afford to take money away from it.
Collins financial advisor, investment specialist Joe Vosicky at Charles Schwab in Mobile, says he's seen an increase in the number of clients who are in a similar bind. In the past year, the region has lost thousands of jobs. He warns that even in an emergency, using retirement can be costly.
If we take an early withdrawal out of an IRA and we're before the age of 59 and a half, I mean, we're subject to 10% penalty. We're subject to federal income taxes, and we're subject to state income taxes on those funds.
Vosicky says, for example, a $50,000 fund would bring in only about $28,000 cash after paying taxes and penalties. Then there's the lost opportunity cost of not keeping that money invested over the long term. Even so, some clients can't avoid using at least some of their retirement to stay afloat. Vosicky says people should take money out as a last resort and then only incrementally as it's needed, leaving the bulk untouched.
Things can change in 30 days. And
in a session with 34-year-old Donovan Ciano, Vosicky suggests he keeps some of his retirement account liquid in a money market account instead of stocks for the uncertain short term.
The market will be there for us when we're ready to invest. Right. And I would sure hate to put you in something and then in 6 weeks have to get us back out of it. So you could, if you needed to access the funds, you had to. So,
Sienna was making about $80,000 a year as a district manager for a wireless telecommunications company until September, when he was laid off. A few months later, the company filed for bankruptcy and his severance payments were cut off.
My last check was in the beginning of December. And then with the unemployment that I had, you know, that carried us a little ways. I think my wife last week dipped in the first time into savings to pay the mortgage and the car notes. And insurance was due, you know, on the cars and everything else. So,
to support his wife and 2 young children, he started a commission-only sales job and hopes the savings will hold out until he can establish himself. Ciano figures he's got about a month to build up some business, or he might have to dip into his retirement funds.
We all put money aside for certain situations, you know. Of course, it was there for retirement, but it's also there for emergency purposes as well. No, I don't want to use it, you know, and Joe and I have talked about that. But if it comes down to a crunch time, I know it's there that I can.
Ciano, still in his early 30s, figures he's got time to rebuild his account. After all, he says, how will you enjoy retirement if you don't take care of now? Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.